Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend David Dossi back on the show. David is a partner at Gallagher & Dossi, which is an intellectual property law firm out of the great state of Ohio. But he works across the country because he's my intellectual property attorney. And he is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's been joining us now for a long time to help us understand something I've been telling you about since the 20th century, the intellectual property that you have and how you need to be paying more attention to it. And David is helping us with that every time he gets a chance. David Dossi, welcome back to the show.
Oh, Jim, it's always a pleasure to be here.
Good to have you back. Thanks for being here. Hey, Dave, when in my career, especially in the last 25 or 6 years, as I've worked with almost worked exclusively with small businesses, I've run into a lot of really smart people who were inventors. And they were really challenged with what to do with my invention. You know, of course, they thought it was wonderful, and sometimes it was pretty good. And they wanted to know, you know, they were conflicted about whether to get it patented, whether to hold it as a trade secret, and whether to license it to somebody, whether to build the thing themselves. And if they license it to somebody, how do they tell people who could help them get their patent to fruition and make them some money? How do they tell people about it without losing their cargo? And it's really an anxious time for an inventor, isn't it? When their baby is born, so to speak.
Sure. It's very exciting, and you can tell it's also a very fearful time for them, because I think that deep down, innovative people like that realize that it's going to take a lot of money and probably a major change in their life to take to that next step.
Right, exactly. And there are places out there, there are organizations that have purport to help an inventor with their patents, put them together with people. There are big companies that will try to that have make overtures to inventors and to try to find out what's available out there. And you know, they sound very altruistic in their approach. But and sometimes that, you know, if you're romantic and naive, you get pulled into them. I've always wondered how good they were, David. You probably know more about that than we do.
Well, I think that there are a lot of nonprofit resources available for small businesses, like SCORE and those types
right.
of organizations that are incredibly valuable resources. But there are a lot that are really there just to take advantage of you and suck inventors dry of their money. So, you know, get online, hit the search engines, and type scam in after any type of phrase you're looking for.
Right.
And if nothing comes up, that's great. But most of the time, it'll be eye-opening, and hopefully it'll save you a lot of money.
Well, and when you talk about organizations that scam people, you know, one example would be they take your money and never give you a true evaluation of whether your patent's any good or not, and they bleed you dry of your money, you know, regardless of whether you got something that's worthwhile. But then the others are the people who actually say, you know, this guy's onto something. What do we got to do to steal it? Right?
Sure. Sure. You've got one category of companies that are often called invention promotion companies, and they're continuously being sued by the Federal Trade Commission
mm-hmm.
and by the Patent and Trademark Office for really they just want your money. And then they're not going to steal any inventions. And then there are the people out there that may have, you know, very successful large companies right now that know that their biggest threat is going to come from the yet-to-be-formed dorm room startup. And they think, how do we prevent that from ever happening and knocking us mm-hmm. off of our ivory tower?
Becoming a disruption to us that we did not see coming.
Exactly.
Right. sort of like the Swiss watch industry decades and decades ago actually invented the quartz watch, and they kind of held it to themselves for a long time because they didn't want to disrupt their classic movement.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So okay. So, but you know some stories. David has got some stories to tell us, folks, about some companies who have been doing some patent protection promotion, or actually patent purchase promotion projects that started out looking like they would be really good, and he'll give us a report on whether they actually turned out to be that way. Invention-protection.com, right, Dave?
Exactly.
All right, so check that out, folks. That's David's website. And Dave Dossie and I will be back after these messages. Stay with us.
Hearts torn in every way. So ferry, cross the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.